This is a C2Y News Update. For many people, sexual health was only taught to them in high school. Bank Rhode University's Students' Union wants to go further in breaking down stigma and opening up conversations around sexual health and consent. On Thursday, February 5th, the Bank Rhode University, or VIUSU, held their third annual Sex Positivity Expo, also known as the Sexpo, on campus in the lobby of the Malaspina Theater. The event is held for students and young adults to learn about sex positivity, education around consent, and safe and healthy sexual expression. CHY spoke with the VIUSU's women's representative, Maggie Ballistic, at the event.
Really important. We have a lot of young students, people who are just, maybe they've just moved out, this is their first time living alone. They're at a certain age where they're probably exploring sexuality and safe sex and their expression. And I think it's really important to have a celebration of that and a space where they can meet local organizations who might have resources for them and can help them figure things out and express themselves in like a healthy, consensual way.
Well, Ballistic says it's a coincidence that the event always falls around Valentine's Day. She says it's great timing because people have love on their mind.
We want people to be having safe sex and taking care of each other and respecting each other, especially in romantic relationships.
She says this event is really important as it connects students with resources while they're exploring their sexuality.
I think it's just really important to know about resources in case you are having some issues, or just to encourage people to behave safely but still explore and but be respectful, and especially for younger people figuring things out.
The event featured different community and university resources, including RiseBridge, AIDS Vancouver Island, the VIU Positive Space Alliance, and Options for Sexual Health. As well, entertainment was provided by Aerial Circus Group, Circus Freaks, during the event. Alicia Summerton is a sex educator from Vancouver who came to the Sexpo to teach people about sexual health and answer questions from the attendees.
Most people didn't get a lot in high school, and so I have so much fun talking to people about like pleasures and their body and like destigmatizing. It's a lot of unlearning, honestly, because a lot of people learn stuff from like social media or the media or their family to have like shame around sex. And my whole thing is to like de-shamify sex and sexuality.
She says when hearing from young adults, many of them may have not learned anything about pleasure in their sexuality.
I have had someone tell me, I think you should take the fact that you talk about pleasure off of your website because it's going to scare people. They just want to know that you're teaching kids about like condoms and how not to get pregnant and things like that. But I think it's so important to talk about the fact that sex is supposed to be pleasurable as well.
As a sex educator, Summerton says they hear from young people all the time about how excited they are to finally learn about sexual health outside of what they learned in high school. She says people seeking to learn more on their own should follow sex educators on social media and start having conversations with friends. To start having conversations around sexual health, she recommends trying to frame the conversation around pop culture, like the hit show Heated Rivalry, or even just asking friends what their high school sexual health class was like.
Have that conversation with your friend. Try and be that person that like breaks down the stigma yourself. It's gonna feel awkward and weird at first, but the more you talk about it, the better it's gonna feel.
Jessica Francis is the co-chair of the VIU Fireside Feminist Club. She says they are at the event to promote their club and teach about feminism and consent.
Without gender equality, there cannot be equal consent, because if you do not respect your partner, then that's just simply not consent and it's not sex positive.
She says the most important piece of advice is that every strong relationship needs to have strong communication.
Clear and open communication, making sure that you are telling your partner exactly what you want and making sure that they are listening to you, right?
Jackson Bush and Mickey Barclay are alumni of VIU and were tabling at the Sexpo to help educate attendees on transgender people and what sexual health and wellness looks like for transgender people. Barclay says this education comes from seeing how limited sexual education around queer or transgender people is for youth who have only received sexual health classes in high school.
And Canada, Alberta, Saskatchewan specifically, is getting even more limited, so it's important that people, you know, are taught about this willingly, first of all, and for people, parents, or other trans kids that might not know that they're trans yet or might not have a safe space to learn.
Bush says sexual health for transgender people deals with a lot of other topics that wouldn't usually be addressed.
So like what happens when bodies change? How does that affect sex? Issues of consent and body dysphoria and how they come up during sex and how you can navigate those.
Bush says what they have been seeing over the years is while there is some limited education, the intimidation of getting something wrong or offending each other gets in the way of actual conversations.
Answering some questions, we have easy trivia questions that a lot of those people won't know the answers to, just so that even in doing the game, you learn something. But I find there's a lot of questions and not a lot of solid answers. You know, it's different for every person, and it's so hard to navigate these issues, even for trans people, that unless people know a trans person and can have those lived experiences, it becomes hard to even know what a trans person looks like. So even just being here to show her face and show people that, like, you can look weird, like, different, you know, not typical, and that's okay.
Anita Carroll is a nurse at Options for Sexual Health in Nanaimo. She wants to teach as many young people that it is still possible to have fun with their sexual health while ensuring they're regularly getting tested to prevent the spread of STIs.
We're in a society that still seems to have so much stigma and shame around sexual health and mental health, and it blows my mind how many people actually don't know about how to talk about consent before they're doing anything and what's okay for them or what's not okay for them. So
she says it's important for people to know there is no shame in getting tested regularly for STIs.
If you got bitten by a dog and you need stitches, you'd go and get seen. If you broke your arm, you'd go get it cast. And why is sexual health and or mental health so stigmatized?
Along with STI testing and care, the Options for Sexual Health Clinic, located at 1665 Grant Ave, offers free birth control, pap screenings, pregnancy testing, and pregnancy option counseling. As well, Carol says Options is also a place where people can just go in and ask questions with a healthcare worker about sexual or reproductive health.
I just think that this is something that we need to be embracing and making anything about sexual health normal, and get rid of all of the stigma that we have about it, because we're all sexual beings. We're born sexual beings, we die sexual beings. So how do we do this and give people the confidence and allow them to be learning more and feel more confident?
Options for Sexual Health is open Mondays from 4 to 7 p.m., as well as Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. For C2Y News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.